Okay, now Mishnah Dalad, it's a Bava Basra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalad, the last Mishnah of the Perek here. Here, the more ambiguous statements, the seller says to the buyer, Ha'omer el-Chavero, Chatzi sadani mochelach, I'll sell you half my field. And the buyer says, great, I'll take it. Now the problem is, it didn't specify with land markers which half you're talking about. So it could be any half of the field, right? The guy has a 2-acre lot, so he has to give him one of the acres, right? We actually don't measure it by the area anymore. We don't say, okay, you get one of the 2 acres. Actually, what we do is, mishamnin b'nehen, according to Bartanura, that's from the word shemen, like fat, shemen. So we measure the fat of the land, and we divide it based not on area, but on its fatness, meaning on its economic productivity. V'notel chatzi sadeu, the purchaser gets half, but he only gets half away of value. In other words, for argument's sake, it's a 2-acre plot of land, like we said, and let's say it produces, you know, whatever it is, $10,000 of wheat on it. But let's just, for argument's sake, say the northern half produces, the northern half exactly produces, $4,000 worth, and the southern half produces $6,000 worth. So the buyer can't stick the seller with, just the northern half and say, here, you can have that half. It's not fair. Or vice versa. The point that the purchaser can't say, I wanted the southern half. No. What we do is we measure it out and we draw the line where this field produces, where each side of the line produces $5,000 worth of produce. So there'll be a slightly bigger piece and a slightly smaller piece. Then we measure by the fat of the land, by the productivity. And then, since the seller's the muchzak, and he can say, I meant whatever I meant, so the seller can stick him with the northern half. And then I don't mean when I say half, I mean the northern part of the field that produces half its value. So in other words, the seller will keep the smaller piece, and the buyer will get the bigger piece, but the seller gets the more productive piece, per unit area, and the buyer gets... That's better. If you're a farmer, you'd much rather have to work a smaller piece of area to get the same amount of output, obviously. So therefore, the seller can keep the qualitatively better piece of land, as long as, in dollars and cents, the purchaser gets half the value of the land. Okay. Again, so the principle is, since the seller is the mufsik, he made an ambiguous statement, he gets the upper hand in the negotiation and claiming what I meant was such and such. Now, if, according to the, we're learning about our first year, it goes very far. Even if the seller said to the buyer, Chatzia b'darum ani mochalach, I'm selling you the southern half of my field. And now it sounds like it's pretty specific which half he's talking about. Even so, according to Bartanura, Meshamnim Benehen, again, what we do is we say, listen, now we get it, we say, the southern half of the field, how much does it produce? We say, oh, it produces $4,000 worth of produce, so then fine, Benotel Chetzia Bedarom, according to the Bartanura, the seller then can say, I'm giving you, for argument's sake, the eastern half, or the western half, or the northern half, or the middle half, it doesn't matter what. Any piece that produces that amount of productivity, $4,000 worth of produce. Even though he said southern half, but he meant the value of the southern half. Okay? So it's strange. So you measure exactly half of an area, how much you can produce, and then that value of land, you can allocate to anywhere from this field. Because again, it's an ambiguous statement what he meant. The seller could find out what I meant was the value of the southern half. And since he's the mukhsak, he has the upper hand. The Rambam, by the way, learns not like that. Rambam learns, much straightforwardly, if he said the southern half, he gives him the southern half, but of course, like the first part of the Mishnah, it's got to be half the value. So in other words, in the example I gave before, where the southern half is more productive than the northern half, he wouldn't give him exactly 50% of the land, he would give him the southern half, dafka, because he specified southern, but where they draw the line would be, not exactly 50-50, it would be, for argument's sake, 55-45, wherever it would be, that the purchaser gets the southern half geographically, but still only half of the value, 50% of the value. That's the Rambam's learning. Once you're going to divide our field 50-50, good, we divided, there's like a theoretical, boundary line, but that's infinitesimally thin, that's like by a rope, but in terms of, once we're dividing our land, we're going to have to put up a fence. And the way they did it is not only a fence, but additional to the fence, which is like a stone fence, they had like a trench. It was actually a two-step trench, which we'll see in a second, was like six tefachim across, leading up to the fence, and then one tefach, not of trench, and then another three tefachim, like half an amma, three tefachim more of trench again. The idea of that technology was to keep the animals from jumping onto the fence and climbing over. So that was a boundary to keep, like the whatever it is out. The rabbits, the predators, whatever the story is out.
Deep?
I don't know. No, deep is the one to dig it. Keep discouragements for animals coming across the field. So the question is...
kind of deep, though.
Yeah, probably you know, sense Pokemon. Yeah. Moat, yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah, moat, yeah, sense Pokemon, let's say.
It's not like it's this much.
Right. Let's say, no, maybe. Not, yeah, let's say it's sense Pokemon. Like, you know, a meter deep, something like that. Whatever. So the point is, no rabbit's gonna be able to climb up that wall.
Deep, this wide, it's a lot of digging.
Yeah, it's a lot of digging. Well, no one's forcing you, but that was what they did. No one's forcing. That kept the
rabbits.
Pests, whatever, the rabbits out. They're actually, funny enough, the Gemara talks about being in Nemea, that Martin again, like that little mini predator. But it's true that it's both. It's keep the rabbits so they don't eat your carrots, and you keep, you know, you want to keep the Martins and cats and, you know, jackals out, so whatever it is, little, I don't know. So they shouldn't catch your chickens. Exactly right. Point is, who has to allocate that land? Like, in other words, we're now adding an extra, like, let's call it three almost across. Let's call it between the getter, the fence, plus the two holes. It takes space. So who's allocating it? It's 10 tfachim of hole of two ditches, and the getter to the getters. You know, I don't know what, whatever it is, depending what's made out of. You know, it's like arm or two across.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
So then all that, who has to, so to speak, pay out of his land to apply that. So v'hu makaba lav makom hageder. So the Mishnah says he accepts upon himself. Who is he? Not clear. Okay. Now the bartender learns that it's the purchaser. The purchaser has to, you know, I gave you land, like I said. You want to build which one? Your land? You want to build a fence?
Sold.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. When I sold the land to you, I gave you exactly what I gave you. You want to build fences? Build them on your side of the wall. Okay.
He says, I don't want to build a fence.
Then don't build the fence.
Yeah. No, I didn't say that they have to build a fence.
No, but they do. They do want to build a fence. It's not standard. Standard procedure is you build a fence. Mm-hmm. Keep my stuff out of your stuff.
Why feel in the back of once he sells the land, he's equal to the land to the guy who sold the land.
Right.
They're no more the guy that has it, the guy that sells it. I pay, you have my money, I have the land,
right.
Now it's mine, now you have yours.
Right, exactly. So
you want to make a boundary, do it together. Not it comes out of my land because I'm the guy that bought it.
No, but one guy wants a... Standard is you have to dig a moat around your field. So, should the moat... Who has to give up the land for the moat? That's not the plan. Actually, I give you a core of land or half of whatever it is. Now there's a moat plus. Who's going to give the moat? So, who's the moat?
It's interesting. Both the land. Why wouldn't they both share equally?
No, because I didn't need a... Well, I mean, the seller would say, I don't... The seller could say, I didn't need a moat here. There's no moat. It's a field.
But he decided to sell his land.
Right, so I gave you an acre of land. Have a nice acre. If you want to put a moat around, but do it on your side of things. That's what the bartender learns. It's all comes to your side. The purchaser, the Rambam says just the opposite. The Rambam says no. The seller has to make proper conditions for things to work, and he has to come out of his side.
Why doesn't it work out?
50-50?
Isn't that more normal? Why is it you or me? Why isn't it both?
Well, I guess the
You're
question.
Both neighbors.
I guess the question is on the courts of
neighbors now. It's my land and it's your land.
Right, so we've saw before earlier on in the Masechta that if it's normal to build a fence between us, we build it 50-50. Land, rocks, everything. That was for Hezekiah. That was for Abina. Here now the it's standard procedure to protect your, you know, to protect your fence with, you know, poles and barbed wire. Let's say. So the poles have a thickness on whose side that to go on. Bartonura says, listen, you bought a land, you want to put barbed wire around our two fences to keep animals out? Do it on your side of the line. I didn't need barbed wire a second ago. The Rambam says, no, everyone knows when you... The Rambam says, listen, when you sell land, it needs to have barbed wire around it all, so that's normal. So when you sell it, you out of your portion, I have to give an acre plus enough space to put the barbed wire around. That's what the Rambam learns.
The point is probably that when you sell it, if there was no charetz there and a fence there to begin with.
Which there wasn't, right?
Right. And now you're buying it, you want to have a charetz and a fence, you want to put it in, it's got to come out of your land. I functioned fine until now without a charetz and a gather. Now you want one, it's going to come out of your land.
Right. I didn't warranty to make a charetz for you.
You want it, now put it in.
That's what the bartender learns. And the Rambam learns, listen, everyone knows once you divide land, you put up a moat, you put up a fence, so therefore it's going to come out of the seller has to provide that also.
So why is the Beish learn one way, but there's nowhere that there's a compromise in the middle, which also, why does that have to be one or the other? Why can't it be both? What's the problem with that?
Well, I guess because the charetz.
Does it make more sense?
One charetz is right, one charetz is wrong.
Well, the charetz is going to protect one person from the other. The charetz is like the boat that leads up to the fence. So, one neighbor's not benefiting from that. This table is all mine, and then I say, listen, you want to buy half the table because it's eight here. So here's, that's your half, and that's my half. Now listen, you want
to
put.
One side you have to build.
Now you want to put there's going to be a moat that leads up to the fence. Moat leads up to the fence that will stop animals from jumping in. Now you, up to now it was open area. You want to put a fence and you want to put a moat. Now where's your moat going to go? Your moat's going to go like on the, it's called the far side of the fence. Animals can't get onto the fence. Right?
So how about the other one?
So where are you going
to protect himself?
From what? He didn't. What are you going to do?
Years he didn't have it. The years he never had it.
He could. If he wants, he can build up whatever he can build whatever he wants. But you want to put a fence and a moat. Let it be the Bartanura says, build on your side. It's your technology. You want it. The Rambam says, no, when you sell it in half, package deal is, of course, now you're going to, normal standard procedure is to have a wall, have a moat, and that's going to sell. I can't.
So the issue is that one guy, the buyer, wants the fence.
Right. Right. It was not, remember we said before, it's not normal to want a fence. It's not to want a fence around your field. Before.
Yeah, see, Mishnah's not clear who wants the fence. That's why it's confusing.
No, it's clear that the fence is going to be, it's for the purchaser to mark off his land. So the bartender says, good, so that come out of his piece.
So then it is on his.
That's the Rambam. That's the bartender. And the Rambam says, listen, everyone knows that
if he chooses to have, unless they agree otherwise.
So good. Like the bartender, that's what we're saying. That's what you're saying. Good. Now, by the way, it says, so who makabel love makom gader, the purchaser, let's know, like the bartender, he accepts upon himself the, out of his portion comes the space for the gader, that's the wall. Gader means a wall, really, not a fence, right? Charetz, the big moat. Ben charetz, like the secondary, the minor, the lesser moat. Vakamu charetz, now how wide is the moat? Shisha tfachim, 6 tfachim, that's an amon. Okay, so it's okay, you know, whatever, half a meter, something like that. Okay, a foot and a half. Ben charetz, how big is the baby moat? Shlosha, 3 tfachim, it's half an amon. So you're talking, I don't know what, 9 inches or something like that. Okay, so that's the idea. The idea is that, okay, that's the idea.